Help. Police. Murder.
Chocolate rain, 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 rain. Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby fool, the daddy falls in chocolate rain. The school books say it can be healed again. Chocolate rain. The prisons make you wonder where it went.
I see rivers of chocolate tears. I cried cause they lied on how I got here. They took away our knowing to prevent growing, so the masses all float on thoughts of fear. I self-actualize to weather the storm, inform while others would rather conform. They don't question their religion or politicians or the idea it could all be a prison. Decorated distractions, mind broken in fractions. That's the insanity, breaking up families. Got it lost before they were confined to books. The natural way of life before our pride was took. They'll call you insane if you don't stay hot and shook, but you'll be free of dark vibes they hook in souls for control. Let's really observe what's inside so we can be the superb.
Let rain, 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 rain. Chocolate rain. Will your neighborhood ensure the great chocolate rain? Makes us happy living in a gay chocolate rain. Day. Chocolate rain made you turn your head the other way.
Why be ignorant to others' differences when everyone's ideas are significant? One truth, many paths, one way, isn't it? How can we be one if we impose another's privileges? Dwelling on negative and lack is what a victim is. That's the thought pattern that attracts those conditions in. Not race or what TV expects. Wherever you at, there you are, bringing what you reflect. Come on, let go of the artificial self set up by the program, hoping truth will melt. Don't let TV tell you who and what you are. Take time and silence to hear what is scarred. It is what it is, but what is expands based on our awareness and what we overstand. Layers are revealed, unfold the sail so we can see the actuality of the real.
Chocolate rain, history quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate rain, using filters far back down again. Chocolate rain, seldom mentioned on the radio. Chocolate rain. Your leaders got control.
Resistance futile, just be a Borg. Don't ask questions, keep chains on your doors. Stay isolated so no neighbors and friends. A world that's plain and same as their end. This type of conditioned mind is an imprisoned mind, but digging out lies will cause you to rise. What's shown to society may not be for all. You could get it and try to walk straight and fall. One girl got the flu shot and now can't walk straight at all. They'll force things on you they wouldn't take if it's law. We need to see when others want to twist our frequencies, learn to trust in layers and see the deep. Move above the animalistic vandals who dwell to keep us in cells a low altitude. Let's not look outside for answers, but recontextualize our minds to go faster.
Chocolate rain, every February washed away. Chocolate rain stays behind as colors celebrate. Chocolate rain. The same crime has a higher price to pay. Chocolate rain. The judge and jury swear it's not to be.
Political prisoners jailed for their beliefs, not pardoned by the one who hails his nation's chief. Living in a system that fails to give us peace. Find it in us before it is released. In an outward utopia, not one within a hate. Acknowledge what's there but refuse to participate. We need to use tools around us to build a boat and ride chocolate rivers that carry us to hope.
Chocolate rain, dirty secrets of economy. Chocolate rain, turns that body into GDP. Chocolate rain, the bell cow claims the baby's DNA. Chocolate rain, but this fools are how much the parents make. Chocolate rain, more than marching, more than passing law. Chocolate rain.
Welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Vinnie is away at the moment, and so I will be standing in. And That was Chocolate Rain by Thayum, who we have with us, joined by Kelvin Alp, who we had last Friday, New Zealand time, and also Evelyn Gilbert. Welcome, folks.
Welcome. Thanks. Thank you for having me, Will.
No worries. And Thayum, could you start by explaining that song for us and some of the meanings behind it?
Yeah, definitely. Chocolate Rain, the chorus might sound familiar to some. I sampled bits and pieces of this YouTube hit that came out in 2007 by this artist named Faison Day. He put out the original version of Chocolate Rain. And as soon as it came out, I saw that it was like some real deal social commentary about some of the issues that just go on, not just in America, but around the world. But because of how it was delivered, a lot of people were making fun of it and posting all kind of YouTube, remarks and parodies. So I just thought, what if I made a hip-hop version of it, just explaining what certain parts of it mean? So if you listen to it, basically that's what the verses are doing. I'm adding my reimagining or my reinterpretation of the song, and it's basically talking about how the powers that be want to manipulate and control, but we don't have to be victims of that. We can, surpass that and still create the kind of life that we want to.
Definitely. That sounds, you've got to reinterpret things for some people sometimes when it's not blaringly obvious, eh? You've got to, and like you say, feed in also to all the ridicule and parodies that go on YouTube and feed into it in a positive way and kind of redirect the people back on your own track. That's a good tactic. I like it.
Right. Thank you.
And so your music in general, I mean, what's the theme behind where you're coming from?
Well, in my bio, I say my music is superliminal, and that's a word that means, to induce a thought or emotion. And, my artist name, Thayum, that's a cuneiform word that means intellect. And I picked that alias or whatnot because I noticed that was a piece that was missing, in hip hop. And it's an innate piece in all of us, that intellectual side or that side of us, that really, knows and can make better choices. So I figured I would, place that back in the music, no matter what the topic is, and give people something to think about. I think, my style is, I guess you could say, conscious, for lack of a better word, but I still like to choose a mainstream appeal to it.
Excellent. I mean, I want to include everyone else on this also, but, I mean, that's how I saw the original hip-hop as, I mean, kind of, you take Mos Def and you take the likes of Twalib, Black Star, Thieves in the Night, tunes like that. They're highly political and highly charged with issues that affect, black Africans especially, black Americans, especially.
Right. And see, what I noticed that, when it comes to the radio, of course, people will always complain, well, I like the music, but I don't like what they're saying. And then you have, the younger generation, or like what I like to call the Lil Wayne Nelly generation, that are just kind of, over bombarded with, lyrics that have no substance. And so what I try to do, or what I do in my music, I take, beats with that mainstream appeal and, put a message behind it. Because I always like artists like Mos Def, Talib Kweli, KRS-One. But one of the things I noticed is that people that listen to mainstream radio were like, I'm not feeling that because of the beat or it's boring. And I always thought, why not just, take a club, a dancey type track and put a message behind it? I mean, because that's really how the powers that be do things anyway. They get people off a rhythm, because most of the time the people aren't listening to the lyrics anyway. So that's what I do. I take, those mainstream type beats, put a message behind it, and hopefully, people will eventually get it. I mean, I know a lot of people that listen to the lyrics get it the first time. Other people just move to the beat, and that's cool, because I'd rather people mouthing my lyrics in the club as opposed to two shots in your kids and two in your rib and smacking this chick. That degrading other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, what are your thoughts on this, Kelvin?
I think he's spot on.
I think that's a very good perception of the whole situation myself. And he's right. We've been spoon-fed a whole, you know, a lot of misinformation, half-truths, complete twisted logic. And he's right, in the form of songs that seem to have a layer effect. The more the hit you hear it, the more of a trance you go into, and you forget that you can think for yourself, you know. You're off with Alice in Wonderland.
Right, exactly. And that's why I guess you could say I do what the powers that be do, but in reverse. You know, if one isn't going to listen to the lyrics, at least they can feel empowered, like they can take on a task and do whatever. They may not know why, but at least let that be out there. You know, this is, I consider, you know, timeless music. Like, even when I'm past and gone, people will be able to take songs that I do and kind of use it as a roadmap. And I think that's what music should be, because, I mean, if you look at the word music, there's that root word muse that's in it. And muse means to inspire. Yeah. And I think we've kind of gotten away from that, and it's kind of time to gear things, you know, back towards that, so people can be inspired to do whatever it is that they're meant to do on their path in their life.
Definitely. And Evelyn, what are your views on this?
Well, I've come to the conclusion that basically you can't get away from the indoctrination either, and I think it's a very good idea to replace some of that with music that does have messages and that does help people sort of get out from the trance and the everyday messages of consumerism and you know, destructive living, if you can call it that. So, yeah, I think it's a very good thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, a musician friend of mine, you were speaking about how a lot of these mainstream songs follow the same kind of pattern. A friend of mine was showing me how, just down to the same number of bars, a lot of these guys, Jay-Z and Lady Gaga and that, were using the exact same kind of recipe to structure their music by, as if it had some kind of mesmerizing effect on the listener. And, yes, seemed to be some sort of pattern to it, some sort of common thread there. What do you know about that, Thaham?
Well, I know, you know, a lot of people will get wrapped up in what's called, you know, the 16-bar verse, which is basically, you know, 16 lines, and that's the commonplace for most hip-hop songs. You know, it can also be turned into a good thing, because if anyone, you know, studies numerology, you know, you got 16 bars, 1 and 6 is 7, and 7 is a number, you know, meaning perfection. So, but the thing is, you perfection itself is neutral. It just depends on what you do with it. When it comes to the powers that be, they want perfection for their goals. You know, so I think as long as somebody can take what's there and flip it into something, you know, for their benefit, you can turn it into perfection of what's supposed to be on your path. Like, I thought it was interesting. I don't know if you heard that new Jay-Z Kanye West album, you know, the whole Watch the Throne CD, but a lot of people were talking about it and how, you know, and how it really, you know, talks a lot about materialism and whatnot. But I think, I mean, even though a lot of those, you know, fit the same standards, I think one can use something like that and turn it into a positive. I'm working on an article actually right now that kind of compares Watch the Throne to the book The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles, insofar as, you know, instead of getting wrapped up into this is what they're talking about or they're identifying with what they have, use those pictures of wealth, you know, for one's own life to attract the things that they want.
Well, that gets me thinking about the larger topics, money and materialism. And are those things really evils? Are those things really, you know, social diseases, causes of problems, or are they something that we push problems under? Like, would we rather blame our problems on money when they're really with ourselves? Would we rather blame our problems on materialism when they're really something else? You know what I mean? Because in my view, you talk about perfection being neutral. It's a very good point. You could have the perfect tool. You could have the perfect, you know, car or weapon or anything else. And it's neutral until you apply a direction to it, until you apply your own motives and behind its use. And so I actually don't agree with a lot of people who think materialism is the root of all evil, or money is the root of all evil. I don't agree with that. I think it's all in the eyes of the beholder type thing.
Well,
what are you guys' thoughts on that?
Well, I was at a teaching of the Dalai Lama a couple of years ago in Auckland, and he sort of said, "Well, if one car makes you happy, shouldn't 10 cars make you happier? You know, 10 times happier." But it doesn't. So I think that while one car might make life easier because you can transport yourself from one end to another, and there's nothing bad about that, having 10 cars will not make you happier. So why have 10 cars?
It does for Jay Leno. Mm-hmm. It seems to work for Jay Leno. One of the largest products.
Yeah, well, maybe that works for some people, but Sorry?
Jay Leno and his bikes as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people have different strokes for different folks. I mean, I was watching something the other day. Some woman collected illegal and highly dangerous venomous snakes somewhere in the southern states, and she lived in a trailer park and worked at the zoo, and one of these snakes ended up killing her one day and had an anticoagulant, and she basically lost all her blood over 15 minutes. But I thought to myself, isn't it funny how just people can find a niche and just go hell for leather? And that's kind of Jay Leno in one respect, and some people are like rabid homemakers and just want to adorn their home with everything going, and other people are into cars. And maybe the materialism is kind of an extension of their own self.
Right, because I don't think it changes. Like, you know, people like to say, well, that money, you know, changes a person, but I don't think it changes a person. It just brings out what was already there. I don't know if you guys were going to play it, but I have a song called Monsters Ball, where one of the lyrics is problems that's been with us all the time never started with money but started with the mind. You know, because it's always been there. All these things did is just, you know, draw it out so that we can look at it and face our issues.
Good point, yeah. Money just amplifies where we're headed anyway. So if we were some sort of monster, we'd continue to be, just to a more efficient effect. And if you were a nice guy like Kelvin, then you could continue to be to a greater effect too.
That's debatable, Will. That's debatable. That subject.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
It's like alcohol, isn't it? I mean, alcohol gives you Dutch courage. You know, it doesn't make you a raving lunatic. As he says, it just brings out what was naturally there and sort of brings down the barrier that would normally hold you restricted.
Yeah. Yes.
Most definitely.
So it brings out people's true self in a way. Yeah, it's an interesting one. Your views, Fahim, what your views on money in particular? I mean, what role do you see money as having in our society as we move into this uncertain time?
Well, I definitely feel that money is more of an energy, and I think one has to, in order to really experience a balance in life, one needs to see themselves as spiritually rich, you know, so that they don't let the physical part take them over, you know, and it can be funny to say, but it can be a lubricant almost, you know, to make things easier to move and squeeze through, you know, in seeing the wonders of the world. So I think, you know, it serves a purpose, and as long as somebody, you know, understands to be the master of it, and not let money take them over, and not be selfish with it, because of course you can't take it with you. So it's definitely should be a tool that's used to, you know, to make things easier for yourself, and then make things easier for those that are going to be here when you're, you know, passed away and gone.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, money. You see money as an energy, and that's the way I see it too. I see money as energy, and so when groups like the Blackstone Group of London said in early 2009 that over 40% of the world's wealth had been destroyed in the first round of bailouts, I was kind of like, well, you know, wealth actually can't be created nor destroyed. Like, you know, is that Newton's first law of energy, isn't it? Matter cannot be created nor destroyed, just transfers from one form to another. And same with wealth, it doesn't get destroyed, it just goes from some people to another. Right. And because they can't actually, you look around you, all the land's still there, the property's still there, the houses still there, the gold's still in the earth's crust, everything else. So there's still, we shouldn't be going through any sort of collapse and reordering of society, really, because right. it's all...
And I think, by believing that people, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just going to say that they give life to it. And then, of course, they believe that 40% of the wealth is gone, and then they behave like that, and then that makes it real. But, I mean, those that were knowing, you know, like you said, know that you can't take away any wealth because wealth is infinite. That's like saying 40% of the love has been destroyed. You know, like, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's not, you know, I think for the people who do these kinds of trades and whose trades are collapsing because they're just paper trades and they have nothing to do with real wealth, for them, really, 40% of their buying power has been destroyed. But it's really what it is that the agreement we have about fiat money being a store of energy and wealth is breaking up, because people are recognizing that if you just keep printing money or, you know, adding zeros and ones in computers, you're not really adding any extra energy or wealth to the total system. So I think that there's just two frames of mind that are competing with each other. People like us who think, well, real wealth is, you know, being able to have a roof over your head and being able to grow food, and for other people who say, well, my computer with all my zeros and ones that tells me I've got 10 million in the bank, that's my wealth. So, you know, I think either way, that's one way of explaining it.
Will. Yeah, yeah. Your views, Kelvin, on that?
Oh, geez, I think my views on banking are pretty much known all over. It's a glorified Ponzi scheme. Serves no purpose but to control every facet of your existence. What gets bought, what gets sold, who gets fed, which countries will go into starvation and disease, all pre-planned, all to do with money. Because, let's face it, it's a means of facilitation of trade, so goods can go from one hand to another at an agreed value. That is it. With the wealth, you cannot destroy 40% of any wealth. Wealth is real, tangible wealth. You can actually touch it, feel it, it's real. You can plant in it. You know, you grow your crops, that's real wealth. Fresh water coming out of a spring, real wealth. Money's nothing, it's a service. Well, it was meant to be a service, but of course it became a tradable commodity, and that is where we've had all our problems. Stock market, same thing. The stock market was originally so companies could access capital by way of equity, in other words, no borrowings, so businesses could then grow and service communities. Now it's become a hell of a lot different to that, where people are now cornering the markets on wheat and rice and commodities like that all over the world. And then they leave them rotten stores so they never actually get out to the people, all because it's better having, as Evelyn said, the computer-generated looking wealth. Well, that's all good and well until you have a power cut, you know. So it's absolutely ridiculous. You've got three stages of people at the moment. Some who are awake and actually starting to get a soul back. You've got others who are half waking up, got one little eyeball open type thing, looking around in a new world. And then you've got those others who are, unfortunately, the majority, who are completely asleep and in some cases refuse to wake up. So therein poses its own set of problems, because you've got everyone arguing their own perspective about issues of no real importance while the bigger, larger issues remain unsorted. It's like the old saying goes, you know, for every 1,000 chopping at the tree, there's only one man striking the root. Take the root out, the whole tree goes, because it no longer gets fed. Well, we're feeding the system. And, you know, you've got the New Age movement. Now, I'm not talking about the ones who actually care about people. They're a different breed. I'm talking about the ones who think peace, love, mung beans, and a few beams of light around the world, and put your rose-colored glasses on, and suddenly going to make all this stuff go away. So, of course, they argue with those people who say, no, we want to physically stand up and sort these people out, maybe hang them on the nearest lampposts. And then you've got the mediocre middle people saying, hang on then. They say the pen's mightier than the sword. Let's reclaim control of that pen and write ourselves back into existence and put the books right. So this, again, is a we're turning on ourselves. And you can't be a spiritual, look after your fellow man, and when you're desperately on your knees, working your guts out, just so you can afford to be broke. You know, you can't do that. You've got to look after number one. You can only pull people up out of the pit. You can't let them, you can't be a stepping stone for them. You know what I mean? We're sort of
carnivorous beasts. You got to show them the way, but then it's up to them to pull themselves up. Even like the book of The Science of Getting Rich says, you can't be wealthy by focusing on poverty. Or, you know, you can't be, you can't even be healthy by focusing on disease. That's not to say, you know, to look down on people or not help. But like you said, by focusing on that, you know, that first law of the universe, self-preservation, and building oneself up, then, you know, you can kind of help and guide others. But you're absolutely right. You got to be able to, you know, guide self first.
Yeah.
But how what kind of building up would you like to see? Because if building up means, you know, surrounding yourself with exterior kinds of signs of wealth, you know, big golden chains or, you know, or towards spirituality and you know, being able to build a community in which you share values such as, you know, there is no need for opulence for one person in the group if all of us are happy with the food and the shelter that we have. I find it really hard because, you know, the American way of saying, oh, I'm going to build myself up is to acquire material wealth.
It could be your inner self, build your inner self up. I mean, the one thing I don't buy into is we, and we've talked about this before, the whole left versus right or them versus us or spiritualist versus, you know, this, that one thing, the other. Who the hell's to say I can't go and get myself a better car or I can't grow a little more food to feed other people once I've had my fill? Who's to say that you can place restrictions on me and my desire to better myself, both physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever? I think far too often we push our own morals down the throats of others to make us feel better. I want you to be like me so I don't feel so bad for sitting on my ass doing absolutely nothing. We get that in society and we've got a big problem with that. We get told what to do, how to think, when to think. It's got to change.
I was going to say, Kelvin, I think it definitely, like how you said, you know, the different planes of consciousness as far as, you know, wealth, you're right, Evelyn, it goes beyond the physical. I mean, you have mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional, and all those need to be in balance. I think one needs to definitely, you know, be able to align themselves with how that looks the best for them, you know.
I think if we take away, sorry, Evelyn, I think if we take away the competitive rivalry, see, at the moment, we're busy cutting each other's throats just to get ahead. We are using each other as a stepping stone to get from where we are now in our little fit of depression in a world we know we're not really into to where we want to go. And the problem is we're all chasing the scarcity of things. So we're fighting each other to get that little bit more just in case the other one gets it and we don't have any more. So we've got to create abundance. We've got to create the environment where people can get back to themselves. Because we've basically taken the soul out of the man, and they're lost. They're trying to find each other. So the body continues on a pre-programmed path, and the soul is out there saying, "What the hell? It just hit me." So if you want to join the two back together, we have to create the environment for that. Now there's a thought that says a frequency is increasing and everyone's starting to wake up with that frequency, you know, like a pre-planned game. The end time is coming, so on cue, I'll snap my fingers, everyone's going to wake up, start hugging each other, and everything's going to be fine. But, you know, unless we do our part, each individual one of us do our part, we are going to suffer very, very, very badly.
That brings me to your issue about helping each other, you know, and achieve wealth within the community is an interesting point, because in New Zealand and I think also in the United States, laws are being designed to stop people from bartering and returning to small and local economies. So what's your point with that, Calvin? I'm quite interested to hear about that.
Yeah, Evelyn, I think you've just disappeared. You were starting to crack up a little bit there. I didn't quite hear the question, but when you come back, if you can If you can give me that question again, that'll be great.
I'm back. I think something happened and I broke up.
That's much better. Yes, okay. We can hear.
Wonderful. Well, you know, as you well know, and perhaps Thaum, you too, they're at this moment bringing in laws that stop people from rebuilding their local communities by stopping bartering and selling to your neighbors without permission and without permits. So what's your opinion on that?
Nazism. There we go. Tyranny at its finest. But yet, the thing is this. We will do what we've always done when our rights and freedoms are continually eroded. Because they give it to us and take it away in bite-sized bits, it makes it easy to digest. Just like a government splits itself into two, central government, local government, both taxing the hell out of you, but because you haven't got one central focus point for your anger, nothing ever gets done. Same thing with these. Incrementally, they'll take your rights away. And now, of course, you're right. They're saying we can't grow our food and give it to our neighbors, even if they're starving, without permits or permission or paying for it. They want to get rid of anything herbal that actually helps because they want to maintain an illness maintenance system. You know, it's the thing is completely whacked. We're in the damn twilight zone here, and I'm looking for the way out too. Where's that damn door handle? I'm off this planet, you know.
Yeah, it's. I find it very scary because you know it's already laws have been put in place for. You know, all kinds of inspection services, you know, the pig inspection, the animal inspection, blah, 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 to be able to get into your house and get into your farm and check all your details without any right to protest, which means that like, oh, I've got 13 chooks, that's 13 eggs. Well, that's way too many for you to eat. So what do you do with the rest? And, you know, it's about criminalizing citizens, really.
It's about control. The way I see it, this food bill that's being talked about and everything else, you know, they already control government corporations and quasi partnerships in most Western nations. They've already got your power. They've got municipal water supplies in most regions. So now they want to control your food. Obviously, it just makes sense. They already have vast regulation through the housing markets, and there's all sorts of over-speculation there, and the banks profit of that, as we all know, by just creating money at the time of a loan. And so it's just full-spectrum dominance. That's the way I see it. It's governments want full-spectrum dominance because they serve the unelected criminals at the top.
Correct.
Right, and I think there's definitely... At the same time, you know, and it's good that we're talking about this and acknowledging, you know, what's going on, because that's really the first step. And I think there's still a solution, so to say. And I was going to introduce this one song that I think you guys are going to play, The Eternal Now, which kind of, you know, also talks about what we can, you know, do to overcome it by understanding, you know, why we're here in this life and why we're experiencing, you know, a lot of the things we are with what seems to be, you know, outward control.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis. Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Living in the eternal now brings a crown. That is where my spirit's bound. The present is with me. I feel the empty. I know the one, not the high. Now one day is this day. So vital, maybe break the way that I know how. When you feel no time, a wisdom you'll find. That is the eternal now.
For this song I'm rocking on a twist like a flick by Shyamalan. If you're the then I'm the bomb. That big bang will world to spawn. Every choice like rolling dice, ordering chaos precise. Gravitate to what I like, what I want from dark and night. Move discreet, road is steep, seeing 200 feet. Adding street, we will greet. That's where me and my dreams meet. The eternal now is fertile ground. Onward to heights profound. Not a sec before or after. The art and now is what I master.
My spirit's bound. The present is with me. I feel the empty. I know the one, not the high. That one day is this day. So vital, maybe break the way that I know how. When you feel no time, a wisdom you'll find. That is the eternal.
expand to overstand. I notice then I move with ease across the sand. It's a knowing so I can flip the switch, matches lit. I'm humble yet so advanced, cause of what I've come to know. But no, I know no more than my awareness of the space from what I want and where I stand. The urge to be more is the advantage that puts you above humanity. Shame on those who froze and chose to not move at all. Awareness is the fairness you can choose to see through it all.
Now brings a crown, that is where my spirit's found. The presence is with me, I feel it empty, I know the one in my behind. Now one day is this day, so vital made, it break the way that I know how. When you feel no time, or wisdom you'll find, that is the eternal now.
Whatever the moment asks, I'm gonna complete the task. I move in the present, not the imagined future or the past. What don't exist is noise, attracting sound to avoid. The now, the joy and present that can't be destroyed. Moving to the unknown, that's courage, something good to flourish. You'll come out nourished and connected to your source, the purest. So close your eyes and leap, the fall isn't steep. No matter how you land, you can still get back on your feet. Stay present on the journey with learning, you'll feel the total package. Surpassing glories, you'll move past it when you release the past baggage. Experience, I own it, and more great moments I'm excited to receive. Questions become treasure hunts to find the jewels that's inside me. Reset thought patterns, reset when I stay in the space which things happen. With a less energetic, hold them in the reference place of all imagined. Aligned with the past, present, and future, I get divine solutions. I ascend on my life stream, transcending time's illusion.
Living in the eternal now brings a crown, that is where my spirit's found. The present is with me, I feel the empty, I know the what and not the how. That one day is this day, so I'll make it great the way that I know how. When you feel no time or wisdom you'll find, that is the eternal now.
Well done, Fahim. I mean, that's, yeah, a very deep song, isn't it? It's very layered. And like you say, it's using popular beats to try and get people to think outside the box. And what else can you ask for?
Thank you. And it's funny because when I wrote that, I was thinking about, you know, quantum physics. You know, the idea that past, present, and future are at one time, and that there's really, you know, an infinite number of different realities, you know, around, and we can tap into any one. And, you know, kind of tying it into the our conversation earlier, you know, I'm definitely, you know, a firm believer in that. I studied a lot of your previous guest, Stuart Swerlow, his work. I've been studying the language of hyperspace since like 2001. And a lot of my music has, you know, has that influence in it. But it's interesting because, you know, based off of that theory, if there really are an infinite number of realities, and on a spiritual level, you know, you could say through some agreement to higher source, we chose to be here. You know, I think it says a lot about our spirit, because if there's an infinite number of realities, there's a reality where everything is all love, peace, and light. There's a reality where there's no struggle. There's a reality where the Illuminati doesn't exist. But out of all those realities, we chose this one. And I think, based off of that thought frame, it kind of adds a sense of accountability. Like, okay, you know, we chose this, but this is how powerful we can be on a spiritual level if we get past and get through on the other side of this, you know, this thing called existence.
Yeah, I mean, who'd like to add to that? Evelyn, Kelvin?
Yep, I agree 100%. And there is only the now. I mean, we can go to walk through a door. We can pause for a moment, and then we're either going to be forever a step behind ourselves, or if we decide to run, we're going to be forever ahead of ourselves. And we change our reality every day by every decision we make. Now, I've not been one to subscribe to the everything's pre-planned, because if so, free will's out the window. And, you know, and to be honest, if you choose your life, then the others up for grabs, when I was picking mine, were worse than this.
Can I add something here?
Sure.
About 8 years ago, I had a business. I had a special effects business, and I was happily doing my thing, you know, with my team. And one day, the ownership of the studio and the workshops that we were renting, which is very common and normal in Holland, where I lived at the time, was taken over by what I can only describe as mafia. And they had plans with the portfolio that our industrial building belonged to. And that was to empty out the buildings, let them go to waste, buy them up really cheaply, and use them as a money laundering scheme. And that started 5 years of absolute hell. And we lost the business. We moved away from Holland. And, you know, to this day, I sort of feel like this just walked into our lives and there was nothing we could do about it. So what I'm trying to express is that, you know, you may think you have chosen your life and you may think that you can actually choose your life, but maybe someday somebody will walk into your life who is hell-bent on destroying your life, not because he hates you, but because that is what he does for a living. And I subscribe to Calvin Alps that nothing is pre-planned, or, you know, nothing is pre-planned as such, and you have to basically choose your life every day. But we were unable to walk away from that situation at the time. So what I'm trying to get to is that if I hear people talk about, well, you can choose your path and you can, you know, that is only true up to a level, you know. Like, for example, here in New Zealand, we voted in a government, and that government basically is hell-bent on destroying the social network that was built up. Mm. And there is, at this moment, not a lot we can do about it. So that is where I get really, let's call it, confused about, okay, well, the inner need to build your own life and how do you change the possibility? But if one tribe is hell-bent on destroying another tribe, there's not much inner stuff you can do. Then it gets very practical. Mm-hmm. Will.
Yeah, I mean, that's. I mean, I agree that there could be alternate realities. I agree that people can, you know, some people say perception is reality. And so if I perceive that the central banks don't run my life, if I perceive that Monsanto isn't feeding me, then that's how it is. And I say you can have all the perceptions you like, but in this 3D world, in this five-sense reality, you will be governed by a tyrannical government and you will go to hospital and you will be shot and killed. I mean, like, there are just like certain things that are going to happen that are happening to a lot of people around the world, sadly, in this current reality. And that's what we should deal with in our current form. That's what I believe in. Like, regardless of what happens after each and every one of us dies, I think we have the obligation, the duty, and the right to do what we can to help ourselves in this current paradigm. And that's the way I see it. And a lot of people say to me, well, there's no such thing as truth. There's no, you can't say you know the truth of 9/11 or any truth because, you know, that's all perception, that's all perspective and all the rest of it. And you know, I say, well, if I you know, throw a rock off a cliff here, and you can get 10 different people to observe it from 10 different angles, and they could write 10 different articles observing, like, detailing what happened as it went off the cliff and splashed into the water below. But it only happened one way. It only happened one way. So truth is, there's only one truth to any matter, but there's different perceptions intersecting that from their own perspective. And some people just don't want to deal with the fact that there are underlying truths to how we live and to what we're governed by and to the constraints that are put on us. And they won't deal with that because that will bring them face to face with concepts of their own mortality, with their own ineptness, make them realize how small and pathetic they are. Things like that. You know, a lot of people can't deal with that. And I really think for those people who walk sleepless, you know, sleepfully through life, that they're not adults yet. They actually haven't developed. And they'd call me a kid, but I'd say the same to them. that's where my perception versus reality thing comes through. You know, like, it sounds kind of harsh, but yeah, I think we just have to kind of, at the same time as elevating ourselves, working on ourselves, that's for ourselves. It's not for me to go and preach, you know, this is what I think happens after we die, yada, yada, yada. But it is for me to go preach. This is what John Key's doing to our country. This is what National Labour want to do to our country. This is what George Bush did to America. I think that is definitely for us to engage in.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
While I understand that the whole philosophy of, you know, if you really want it, you can do it, is an interesting discussion. I have met the wall that says, well, no, actually, sometimes you can't, and you have to turn a corner here and see what you can make of that. I found myself in a position where I had time on my hands, which was a first in my entire life, and I started researching issues. And one of the things I started researching, apart from 9/11, was the international finance system. And I'm a great believer in practical action. And one of the things that we did and that got us out alive out of the situation we were in Holland was my ability to research and contact people and get behind the evil that was facing us and disarm it in a way so we could escape from the situation. And I find myself here in New Zealand in exactly the same situation. One of the things that people here feel is that because there are two islands, relatively small islands really, and far away from everything else, it seems that most people here have never met the wall. And the wall has come to New Zealand in the form of John Key. While most people find that hard to conceive of, that is the reality. Will?
Yeah, I think there were tyrants around before John Key. I think they've come in many sort of shapes and forms. Wasn't a big fan of Helen Clark that preceded him, to be honest. And I know we're kind of we're leaving out Thahoom here because we're going off into New Zealand politics. But I'd like to talk universals that could be applied anywhere. And I just think when you have glaringly obvious degrees of tyranny stepping in, like people wanting to control what goes in your body, and that is water fluoridation. That is, even if people think fluoridation is just the best thing ever in Western science in the last 50 years, it's not freedom of choice. And you have to let individuals decide what goes in their bodies, even if it's bad for them. Anyway, when you have degrees of tyranny stepping in, over 50% of the United States is fluoridated, about 50% here in New Zealand by population, you've got to say something. You've got to step up and say something, and that's not down to John Key or Helen Clark in particular. It's a system they endorse, and it's a system they sadly stand by.
I think you have to point at, let's call it bottlenecks, and you have to pinpoint at the reality. Like for example, I'm a great believer in saying we have to address the issue of 9/11, and we have to have an investigation, and we have to sort it, and we have to point at the guilty ones, because if we don't, it's an evil that will continue to exist. And the same thing is what I feel is like with the issue of John Key. John Key was a Wall Street banker who still has a lot of financial interest in Bank of America. And so I think it's very important. Well, I mean, Helen Clark was the previous prime minister. And of course, we're all in agreement that the major political parties are just two heads of the same dragon. Mm. But I think it is very important because for some reason, while people hate National, they're beginning really, really, which is the ruling party at the moment, they still love John Key to bits for some reason. I think it is very important to shine light on the evil so we can address it, which is why I keep coming back for the local piece of evil, which I think is is his insertion into New Zealand politics.
Will. Yes, I would agree. I would agree with that. I mean, I think when you have deep dark corners of the back garden shed that no one's putting light onto, you have the perfect conditions for mold and rot and just everything disgusting to grow, and that's what Parliament is. And then further from that, that's what secret societies are. They keep themselves in the dark. They keep most of their members in the dark, in fact, and that's where the bad stuff grows. You need to cut it out. They're a cancer, and they need to be cut out, pretty much. I don't see them as part of humanity. A lot of them, I think they're past that point. But hey, if they want to have grand trials and everything when this is all over, so be it. But frankly, I think a lot of these people would have to be put to death or something. Like there's absolutely no way around even just exposing some of these people as a solution. You know what I mean? They've gone way too far. They've killed millions of people. I mean, I'd like Thaham's input on this subject, though, in the United States. What he thinks of the Republicans and Democrats and then all the skull and bones types over there.
I mean, as I'm listening, I definitely see the universal, you could say, challenges or struggles, with humanity, no matter what continent we're on. And I mean, just as it is out there in New Zealand, out here, a lot of people, they love their politicians, or they love, the leadership, and then that's fine and dandy, but it's the reason why. And I think it has to do with people feeling that they're powerless within themselves. We've been conditioned as humans to be in this microwave age, very hot and now. I want you to think for me. I want you to tell me what to do, because they're afraid to think for themselves. And I think that's where, people like, you guys and me come in, as I do it, through music, and you guys do it through making people aware. I think the key lies in reminding people, or at least giving people the opportunity to understand that they have power within them. And then by that power, festering and awakening in themselves, they'll realize, wait a minute, this environment that I'm in isn't cultivating this inner power, this inner, spiritual awareness that I have. So I need to do something about it. And I think, everybody's tactic, is unique to them. And I'm not going to knock one tactic over another. But I do think, we can learn from evil, so to say, or learn from the powers that be. And in my opinion, I think the way to get the message out there is covertly, because we're in a realm right now, like we were talking about earlier, they'll make all kind of idols, they'll make threats to you, and they'll put you on blast, where now they can't kill you, but they'll try to discredit you, like how they did, with Michael Jackson. He was one breaking free of his programming and speaking against, society. If you look at that that video, They Don't Care About Us, and then the end of the black or white video. But of course, that made the powers that be mad. But this wasn't the 70s or the 60s or even the 40s anymore, where they can just off somebody. They got to discredit them. Then comes the trials. So I think if we do things covertly, so as opposed to saying, hey, this is a bad guy, this is what they're doing to you, turn it back inward and remind the people, this is the power you have. And then hopefully people will see that the environment that they're in isn't in congruence with that. And then we can make the change, because, I mean, there's 7 billion people on the planet. And unfortunately, it's this corrupt few that's controlling us, because they know our power. It's like the devil, so to say, knowing who you are and you not knowing who you are.
Yeah.
The sad thing is a lot of people just won't let themselves, like outside of all the government's tyranny and whatnot, a lot of people won't let themselves think that there could be a conspiracy. And no matter how you articulate it, what I've noticed is you can get your Alex Jones type screaming from the rooftops, and then you can get someone like Christopher Monckton, House of Lords, all the accreditation, third Viscount of Brenchley. And no matter how you attack something, as soon as it comes to a conclusion where you're asserting, or people interpret you're asserting some sort of mass collaboration, some sort of conspiracy, some sort of code to silence, then people kind of hit this wall of absurdity and say, no, 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 that's not possible, and this guy's a complete kook. And so, yeah, rather, if you're an intellect or not, no matter how you put that forth to people, people are their own worst enemy most of the time. They're self-policing. They don't need a big government and special intelligence service to do it for them, because they've been well conditioned. I mean, it's in every movie. People who doubt the government are crazy. People who, they want guns, they want to form militias, they're racist, they're this, they're that. I think it's taken too long to cut through. And I think it's taken too long compared to how fast the enemy, so to speak, is moving forth. And that's my concern. I know there's a quickening and people waking up, but there's a super quickening in how soon we're going to be closed in. That's the way I'm seeing it.
Well, one of the good things, of course, I mean, like you were saying earlier, someone was saying, you know, they're, you know, two heads of the same dragon. And the one good thing about evil is that eventually it will turn on itself. And we do notice that a little bit within the powers that be, you know, and those are those little cracks that people can slip through and start, you know, making change and kind of taking advantage of them fighting amongst themselves when stuff like that happens.
I agree with that. I think that I would call the people, you know, the powers that be, they are also infighting. They are very much fighting each other, and that will only get worse as they gain more control. You know, I think the empire as such is collapsing. It will take another form and will go somewhere else, and it will assert itself again eventually. But if you equate empire building with evil, I think it will subside again. And I don't even know if we can do much about it, or if it just takes on a life of its own and then collapses again, as it did with the Roman Empire. Will.
Yeah, I mean, well, it, you know, there's a Club of Rome, and this is the new Rome. I think it will collapse, but I think they're collapsing it by design, and I think they'll just use the collapse to create this abyss and therefore a need for some sort of massive central authority. And I even have, I was even speaking to a friend the other day who, you know, perhaps doesn't know about some of the things I'm into, and even they were saying, well, we need some sort of global panel that understands all our concerns and, you know, kind of like an A-team for the planet. And they bring this through and implement some of these strategies on a global platform. There's a lot of people I know who are seemingly apolitical, and I hear what they're saying, and it really freaks me out, because it's all, there's too many people on the planet, overpopulation is the problem, yada, yada, yada. Try and tell them, no, it's just cronyism, it's just banking system. They're putting, they're demonizing good things out there, like people who want to stick to their own, people who want to protect their own, people who are trying to be self-sufficient or nationally sufficient. And so there's a huge amount to work through, and right now a lot of people I see unwittingly support the kind of world government collectivist, I'd say socialist model, rather than an individualist model. They think the individualist model has got us to this point.
Sorry if I interrupt, but you know, I've been thinking about this whole global thing and global power, and I've come to the realization that most people already feel part of a global community, and they just want to have peace, they just want to have a good life, they don't really want to control other people, whereas what they don't understand is that this very small group of people, which says we want a global rule and a global government, they don't want that, they want the power of everybody else taken away and the power over the entire planet controlled by a small group of people. The Vatican, London, Washington, them. Nobody else. And so what they're promoting really isn't a global community. The global community is there already. It exists in our awareness. in our awakeness. And it's strange how most people around you feel the change. They feel something is changing. They're just not mentally aware of it, but it is there, and that is the global community. That is where our global community lives, and that is what this very small cabal wants to take away from us, the global community.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure on the whole. I mean, the global citizen thing freaks me out too, to be honest. I hear a lot of Greenpeace people saying it, that we're all global citizens now, and it's kind of, why it freaks me out is because it's a new thing. I see it as tending towards a forgetting of where people come from, and when people forget their roots, when people forget their heritage, no matter how convoluted it is, like, man, my heritage is pretty convoluted, but even if your heritage is kind of straight down the middle for the last few thousand years, when people disconnect themselves from that and say, oh, we're all part of the world soup now, then you leave yourselves putty in the hands of the social engineers.
What I was trying to express is both Kelvin and Thahum were talking about spirituality and about your soul and about your inner world. And I don't know if any of you have ever spent time studying Buddhism, but Buddhism states that we are all part, all our spirituality, our minds are part of a bigger of everything else, which is something, by the way, I think Christianity says as well. I mean, most religions do one way or another. So what that means is we're already part of everything, of eternity. It is the globalists that want to take that control, that want to say, oh no, we need a material control over the whole globe.
Yeah, yep. No, I agree with that. They want to tax and control the water and the carbon cycle and everything. Yeah.
It's really limiting. It's really a limiting kind of control. Because everything is there already.
It's designed to keep us, the people, where they want us. I mean, that's as far as I can tell. So we don't get into outer space, so that we don't free ourselves from their clutches. They're just power freaks, really, just low-level psychopaths. But I've pulled it off pretty well by being unseen. But, yeah, I think we are part of something bigger. Yeah, sure. However people want to express that, I definitely think we're part of something bigger. Extend your life with
Extendovite. My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendovite. Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag, like to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
And hence why we should have a civic duty or some sort of responsibility over where we're heading as that bigger mess. Who'd like to add to this? Kelvin, you've been a little bit quiet.
Just giving the chance for you guys to have your say before I do my usual rant. have you ever tried to debate any given subject with a person of an indoctrinated mindset, where from the very early part of their lives they've been fed one dynamic view, and that is all that they have been fed on? Yeah, it's like someone who constantly eats Chinese food. You give them a bit of spicy Indian, you know, that it's instantly rejected. Same sort of thing with the mind. I think our greatest power as sentient beings is that of our creativity. And I think that's really what it comes down to, the fear of the globalist elite, mafia-type scumbags, who want to keep that side of us suppressed. That's what breeds innovation. That's what makes massive advances. You know, that's what unlocks secrets and allows us to investigate things that would otherwise remain out of our reach. Hence, you got banking control, where I've said many times, where you work your guts out just so you can afford to be broke. You're worried about whether you're going to pay the power bill to keep the kids warm, or whether you're actually going to provide a little more food for them. These types of things keep us locked in to a specific mindset where we can't break free. And it's those mechanisms of control that must be destroyed. If we are going to move forward, we have to go back. And we have to go back to when it worked and move and build from there. Now, it's not a long, arduous journey to undertake. We can get there and we can fix it so fast. But until we are willing to accept that we ourselves are what's limiting us, it'll never happen. The problem with that I have with most people around me is the fact that they are quite happy to vote for a bunch of morons who will then decide my life. And you've got people in the freedom movement who says, I won't give my consent and I won't vote for them. Yeah, that's all good and well. But some other dude's going to. And they're going to decide your future. You know? So you can either walk away from it and pretend you're free when all gates out of your little mind's prison is guarded by them. Or you can turn and run straight into the belly of that beast and give it one hell of a stomachache. Start bringing it down from the inside. That's what we're attempting to do. But trying to wake people up, I might as well get a sledgehammer and smash them over the head and then fill their head with some common sense. Because trying to get through the impenetrable fortress that's been built around them, like a skull cap, very, very difficult.
Right. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. You know, it's funny, Kelvin, how you were talking about, you know, have we ever met? I think all of us really have. People that are just, you know, conditioned to one frame of thought, because it's interesting. It made me think of a friend of mine, actually an ex, who literally said in a conversation, she doesn't understand how someone who's not a Christian can have a relationship with God. And I was like, wow. You know, and it's really, you know, sad how some people can't see, you know, like how you were saying, Evelyn, how everything is connected. Everything has a relevance to it. And now people get locked into this one frame and can't see, you know, how somebody else, their thought pattern or their opinion is still relevant in the grand scheme of things. Because if it's all infinite, it's all relevant. Even the so-called negativity that we're experiencing, you know, that we experience today. So if we can, you know, understand it and not be closed off on it, I think that would cause a lot more, you know, healing on the planet.
You know, one thing I seem to get from people is that they're afraid of certain knowledge or information or just opening their minds. They really are afraid of it. And I've had people say to me, you know, why do you have to make things so complex? Why is life so complex for you? I tell them it's not that we're making it complex. It just kind of is. But at the same time of being complicated, it's very, very simple. It's just the undertakings of any simple mechanism magnified over 7 billion people becomes complex because of all the various perceptions. People say, well, why do you want such a complex life? Yada, yada, yada. You're going to kill yourself with stress and everything else. I'm sure we've all had that at some point. And I say, well, how can you actually go through life making everything so simple? Doesn't it feel so empty otherwise? Don't people have this huge, you know, I can't just trick myself into not being interested in stuff. You just can't do that. Never.
It's irreversible.
How do people live like that? I think that is a real cancer in our society. Because you
awakening
leave a
is
void.
The real, yeah. I forgot what I was going to say now, so somebody else did.
It's like once you open up, once you've taken that pill or gone on that, you know, path, Will, it's like you can't turn back, even if you tried. Sometimes it'd be easier to be complacent and, you know, be in the box and do all the things that other people do and ignore it and ignore the intrusion when we're traveling. But, you know, it's like once you know, you're right. You know, all you can do is just keep moving.
Yeah, you're right. In fact, a lot of times, many people are actually on the same track. They're just on different trains and in different boxcars. I mean, you look at the people who talk about God. Now, God's the ultimate, you know, they will hear nothing else but God. Then you've got the scientists who say, no, everything's science. And then you've got the naturalists who say, no, it's nature that does it, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, you can bring all of those different perspectives of exactly the same thing into one viewpoint and say God is the science of nature. That sums it all up and takes everyone's ideology as one. We're just looking at the same thing from a different perspective. So, and we just, Earth just happens to be a people aquarium, you know, where our lives are planned out far in advance of our understanding by the people whose sole goal it is to suppress our desire and our drive for better understanding. You know, we're actually looking out to find what's really pre-programmed in. I remember someone telling me that right and wrong is indelibly etched on the tablets of our souls, and it's actually very a very good truth that when you look at the reality of it. I'm actually, yeah, I'm not really one for like spiritualist things, you know. I think, well, hang on, I've got a problem here, I'll roll up my sleeves and I'll solve it. So while all you guys are in your churches, synagogues and mosques praying, I'll be out there doing what you're praying to have done, and we'll work perfectly together, you know what I mean? Just don't try and inhibit the progress.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, a bit of dead air there. I thought you were coming to a new spiritual enlightenment there, Kelvin. No, I know what you mean. I tend to agree that people, that this is the time that people need to roll up their sleeves and actually take charge of this reality and this plane and this being, you know what I mean? Regardless of what their differing opinions are on, you know, the other stuff, the non-tangible stuff, because that, you know, that's for when we've all got, that's when we've got our food and water and all our needs sorted. We can all go and live our separate lives, hopefully not too separate, hopefully there is a sense of community, and have those beliefs to ourselves when in our own private space. Right now, this current system isn't even giving people the opportunity to have their own peace of mind, let alone their own piece of land or food. So there's a hierarchy of needs, and down the bottom of the hierarchy of needs is the food and the water stuff, and then the relations and everything else. But we need to prioritize really as a society, and stop giving our power away to useless politicians. Then you get to the people trying to discern between the useless ones and the people who might be genuine. It's another hard point, because I don't know upon which grounds to judge people, through not knowing the problems, of course. Thahum, you were going to say something, sorry.
You know, I totally lost the train of thought, but I was definitely, I'm definitely, you know, in agreement as far as, you know, people, you know, switching those programmings and just really just getting past that. You know, I can't emphasize that enough. And that seems to be kind of a common theme. And I think, you know, I always say life is a mirror. So when we see all these outward reflections and other people imposing their thought process or their way of life on us, I kind of look at it like, okay, you know, where in my life am I imposing on somebody else so that I can fix that within me, so that I can change, you know, what the outward mirror is reflecting back.
I think that's an interesting observation. Sorry.
Yeah, go for it, everyone. Go for it.
I think that's an interesting observation. I've lived my life like that. I found that a lot of my inner behaviors were reflected in other people or enhanced in other people, and that I could choose how people would treat me by changing my own behavior. So I agree with Thahum on that one.
Yeah, because I think
okay.
You know, it definitely goes back. Oh, you can go, Will. I think we're all just excited.
No, you go for it, mate. I just thought there might be some dead air there. You go for it.
No, I was just agreeing with Evelyn there, because it's like by looking at that, you know, we can see what we can correct, and it's kind of like, you know, us being a microcosm of the macrocosm, or being, you know, waves within the ocean. We fix that part of the ocean that's us, we can fix the ocean as a whole.
Yeah, once again, I just wonder about the time frame, and you've got maybe 1 or 2% who are kind of on the same wavelength here, and then you've got others who are too busy watching Jay-Z and Rihanna and things like that. So, I mean, not that people can't have those things in their life, but you know, it's when it takes over. Once again, like we're saying, how certain people just put their whole life into one box, and they say, "That's it. That's me. I'm such and such," you know. I don't like people branding themselves by their occupation or anything. I don't like the whole self-categorization or social boxing that goes on. I think that's part of the limiting factors also, and that leads to this whole right versus left thing that Kelvin was talking about earlier too. They're basically the same thing. They're opposing forces to prevent any real opposition from taking down the elite that sits on top of them. And that's the only way I see our current political structure. We're obviously in our last 20 minutes here, and I wanted to touch on some political realities that we're both facing in the US and New Zealand alike with upcoming elections.
Right.
And
I think there's a song that's going to be cue too, because I wanted to you guys to get into it before we left, because I know we're running, you know, tight on time there.
Okay, so should we have the song first, and then we'll get down to business?
Yeah, we can do that, because we can tie it all in. This next song, Fahum Lives, it's on it's going to be on the CD that I'm working on called Monsters Ball, and it's a little bit more aggressive, but it's that that revolutionary part, you know, just talking about you know, things that are going on and what really my name is all about, and how intellect is something that's within everybody, and we can wake up.
I say Fahum, some like the fuck his name is. Fahum means intellect in another language. You get that when I'm in the booth of stage. Dry up, thaw out, leak through your cage. Cuneiform origin, I like the universe. When I'm pouring in, elevating humans first. That next that's not readily accepted. When they accept, I'm 9 levels past the present. I may dumb it down when I come around. Fun laced with love, you get what's profound. I drop heavy sh. Heavy like boulders, shocked with what's already there, just like Nikola. Tesla, the best stuff ain't always seen as heavenly. It's still a key for you to see in free energy. Fahum, intellect, get that ingrained in ya. Only here to help y'all achieve amazing stuff.
Excuse me, waiter, there's a lie in my truth. Austin Fahum took me what's in my
grateful, I got the gift to uplift quick while making these hits, creating deep shit on any subject. Take the mind places it's deeply wanted, higher than the force of 1,000 forklifts. Truth ain't for all, a select notice. Others say I'm on that black Anunnaki saucer coach. I say they babies and I'm grown on that adult sh. You still believe in fairy tales on that folk sh. Math secrets perpetrated by the culprits. I produce stuff occultists misinterpret, and produce stuff religious folks scared to work with. My 13 cues merge, connected to God's mind. Over soul and control connects me to all times. In tune with intellect, far home gives respect. Blessings from the all striving to be perfect.
Excuse me, waiter, there's a lie in my truth. Austin Fahum took me what's in my food. We rose out of God's womb, you can't fool us. The womb gets so we raise up as rulers.
I'm just a cultivator, cultivating co-creators, giving people hope, better focus with new open layers. An AZ artist more apt to drop knowledge quick, not a misguided one or lost misogynist. The valley of the sun refined made me one, shine bright enough to light a million stadiums.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days.
Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Bushu comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Growing up in Tempe, fake friendlies made me stronger. My life story of being in Arizona. West Coast reppin', worldwide steppin'. The earth is my playground, travel all directions. Thought pattern open, truth very quenching. Onward spoken, she gods get off on lessons. I still love Cali women, chocolate is my flavor. Lending me their sugar cause I am their friendly neighbor. I'm a deserving man, patiently learn to scan. I could bottom out, gracefully flourish lands.
Excuse me, waiter, there's a lie in my truth.
Get it out now.
Us and I run to clean what's in my food. We rose out of God's womb, you can't fool us.
You can't fool us.
The hand so we raise up.
another strong piece of positive propaganda there. I know Vinny would like that one. And so, yeah, well done again, Fahoum. Excellent job.
Guys. Thank you, because I needed to do something, you know, that kind of shook people up. And I got that, you know, phrase, you know, the after that joke where that it starts out, you know, waiter, there's a fly in my soup. And I took a, you know, I saw an email that Stuart sent out kind of punning that and saying there's a lie in my truth, because that's what they do. You know, they mix in, you know, lies with the truth and try to pass off the whole thing as truth. So I'm saying people like us are like, wait a minute, this part's a lie and we're not going to eat it. We're not going to take it. You know, we come from an infinite source, and don't insult our intelligence by thinking that we're less than that.
Just on that point, I'd like to answer a common gripe I see on YouTube. People say, wait a minute, you conspiracy theorists are always attacking the media and saying the media lies. And then on other days, you're quoting the media and taking out articles and saying, see, this proves my point. And so they claim that a lot about particular prominent conspiracy theorists out there, conspiracy factors, we should say. And I just say to them, well, wait a minute. Don't you know that the media spins? They encapsulate certain truths in a web of lies to give a different tone to the whole article. And sometimes in an article, they'll give away certain truths and talking about something else completely separate. There's giveaways here and there because, you know, half the articles are written by intelligence agencies. People just think it's cut and dry. They think, okay, so you're criticizing the media. That means you can never listen to them or quote them or take anything of substance from them. So there's too much cut and dry. There's too much, and I guess half those people saying that are probably disinfo agents and provocateurs. But election time's coming up anyway. I'd like to start with Evelyn. Evelyn, who would you like to see running New Zealand? Or who or what or why or how? we'll cover all five.
Well, I think Kelvin would be a good candidate. but if I were to vote, I don't know, I would go for, you know, from as wide as Hone to Winston Peters, believe it or not. I'd love to see those two fight it out. I would never, ever vote for either Labour or National. That is one thing that I can say for certain.
Okay. Well, okay, have you heard of Our NZ, Ownership, Unity, Responsibility, New Zealand?
With Kelvin?
Yeah.
Yes, he was the first one I mentioned, yes.
Okay, I was just wondering because Honey stole the 1% transaction tax from RNZ, so just a little dig there.
Well, there
Honey.
You go, you've already planted a good seed, Kelvin, yeah.
And now they're actually claiming that Nicolas Sarkozy and Angela Merkel want to steal their policy from them. That's John Minto, you know, John Minto is Mana's PR guy and a very... anyway, enough of John Minto. Kelvin, what would you like to say about this?
Yeah, that there annoys me in some ways. I mean, if they're going to steal policies, that's all good and well, because I think great ideas should be taken and enhanced and delivered to people. But to take a great idea and then bastardize it and make it not really worth the paper it's written on is of great concern. And as far as Nicolas Sarkozy and Angela Merkel being, backers of their idea, I put out a challenge to them and basically said, well, they're not. They're actually for this Robin Hood tax, which is basically what the banks themselves back. Now, no one with personal self-interest is going to vote against themselves, you know. Those types of transaction tax against banks can easily be passed on to the consumer anyway. So the net effect to the bank as far as negativity goes is zero. The only people who suffer and continue to will be the people themselves.
Excellent. I agree. Fahoum, your views on the current paradigm in the United States there and how to take it back politically. I mean, are you a Ron Paul supporter?
I mean, really, I'm a... I'm a human supporter. I still feel that people have to, you know, to get it themselves, and that nobody outside of them is really gonna fix it. I mean, if you think of like a lot of the, you know, the political prisoners, I mean, almost a lot of the presidents have promised to free them, and you know, they made these empty promises, you know, to get votes, and it still hasn't happened. So I think, you know, things really have to go back to the people, with all due honesty. I still feel that anybody that's in the media is still some sort of puppet for the greater powers that be. So it's kind of like the people have to pull the rug from up under the whole political system by fixing themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with that, and that's why I didn't vote in the last elections here in New Zealand. I just thought, no, you know, it's given power to that system, and that system's controlled. I'll only vote for someone not a person. I don't believe in voting for minus groups of thought, put it that way. I'll vote for someone or something or some group that represents 90% of what I'm for. I won't compromise too much.
Right.
With that said, you know, the whole point about people on TV, that's another one that gets me. People say Max Kaiser, Alex Jones, Ron Paul, all these guys are Illuminati, Zionist puppets or something because they're allowed, by way of them being allowed on TV. So I say to them, so if me or you or anyone you know as an activist ever got on TV, does that make us Illuminati? We're all puppets in the broadest sense, in the large scheme of things, perhaps. But whether someone getting on CNN makes them an Illuminati disinfo agent, you know, I think that's a bit of a stretch.
Right. That's that lie sandwich that we were talking about earlier, how we've been bombarded, even conspiracy theorists, so to say, have been bombarded with thinking, okay, if it's on TV, it's a lie. So if someone like you and I were to go on TV, they look at us like, oh, well, is Will working for him too? Or, you know, and then you get all kind of, you know, other, you know, males and philosophies and conspiracy theorists on how, you know, Will sacrifices ostriches and, you know, eats goats or something.
Never even had goat's milk, actually. But anyway, yeah, no, you're right. There is some pure conspiracy out there, and people should be skeptical, and people shouldn't trust anyone and anything. But I see a lot of people taking it too far, like, you know, I want to kill that fat guy. He's all over CNN and Fox, and he's a disinfo agent, and he's, you know, captured my consent or something. People take it too far. People should, like you say, they need to take it back to themselves and stand on their own two feet. However, I do feel that political parties are the modern-day armies, and some of them are working for the Rothschilds, and some of them want to work for people. The latter is a minority, but Kelvin and I'd have to add myself in there, trying to do that this year in New Zealand. We're trying to do something different, but straight away we attract the skepticism of certain people who say, well, you're just part of their system and you're just as bad. So it's a hard one. You know, what do you do? If you can't take it back, if you can't take power back through the political system, then do people really want do they want war? Is that what they want?
And that shows an imbalance in themselves if things have become so cluttered that they can't discern the truth. I think one has to definitely keep, you know, going at lifting the veil and hope that other people lift the veil. Because if you lift the veil, you'll be able to see who's telling the truth, whether it's on television, in person, in a newspaper or magazine or whatever.
Exactly. Kelvin and Evelyn, I'll give you guys, we've got a couple of minutes left. You guys go for it.
We can crash this system in one election on one day with one vote. Everyone who says that my vote won't make a difference, well, guess what? There's hundreds of thousands of you, one vote won't make a difference, people out there. So all you got to do is make the conscious decision, yes, I want change. Those are the people I believe will actually change it. I'm voting there. And then you watch how fast the system crashes and a new one arises.
Right.
And I would like to add to that that to inform yourself is very important, and whether you believe what I put on my blog or not, I aim to inform people as much as I can. My blog is Aotearoa, A Wider Perspective. If you Google that, you will get to my blog. It's a WordPress blog. It's free. I aim to upload every day at least some background information and news from other sources than mainstream media. Calvin, what's your website?
www.ournz.org.nz. For the American listeners, of course, it's ournz.org.nz.
And people can check out my music. I'm all over the place. Just look up Thahum on Facebook. That's Thaahum as in Mary. You can download my music at thahum.bandcamp.com. And also, you can hear some of my music coming out on a DVD this November, this TV series called Look, which aired on Showtime last year. You can hear some of my songs on there on DVD. If anyone's going to be in Arizona in the States, October 23rd, I'll be performing at the Arizona State Fair. So just look me up. Got a lot of stuff going on.
Hey, great stuff, team. You know, what more to add apart from check out the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and AmericanFreedomRadio.com. That's AFR.com. Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract.
Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.